The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. The jab is harming muscles and joints. And the muscle joint pain is like the number one injury from the vaccine. But there's more and new information on this. And muscles are being harmed. It's not good. And we also have injured people from the vaccine with all sorts of different injuries feeling they were abandoned. And then there's lots of them, including a doctor. And we will bring you that as well. He was an orthopedic surgeon and was his career was destroyed 7 days after getting the jab. And you will hear all about that as well. So, yeah, it's bad news. The vaccine is bad news. I only bring you bad news about the vaccine because there are no good news reports ever about the vaccine, none that are truthful. I mean, think about that. There's absolutely no good news about the vaccine, and there never has ever been, if you're a truth teller, an opportunity to ever say something good about the vaccine. When they did try to say good things, they were lying through their teeth. The vaccine did not stop you from getting COVID. It increased your chances of getting COVID. The vaccine did not have any effectiveness. It had the opposite. It damaged you. The vaccine is not safe and effective whatsoever. And everything they said about the vaccine has proven to be a lie. Unless you are listening to people who are telling you the negative things about the vaccine. And, you know, what's interesting is we just theorized from the animal studies and expert doctors about what some of the damages could be from the vaccine. Before it came out, we were theorizing and wondering, will it be this bad? And the amazing thing is the worst fears we had came true. The things we were warning about the most all happened, but more than what we even thought happened. We didn't fully understand that there would be VAIDS, vaccine-induced, basically AIDS. It's not the same as the HIV AIDS that you hear about, but it's similar in this aspect. It destroys the immune system. Your immune system gets damaged. We don't know if the vaccine-induced, which they call as VAIDS, we don't know if that continues to destroy your immune system as life goes on, because it hasn't been long enough to know. But so far, it has been proven that the vaccine damages people's immune systems. Anyone that tells you that it doesn't is a liar. Anyone. I don't care who it is. And if you want to be lied to, and if you want to be told the vaccine is wonderful, tune in to CNN and MSNBC and ABC and CBS News, and they will lie to you as they have from the very beginning. Remember, those are the people that told you, if you get it, this will stop COVID. And those evil people who won't get the vaccine, they're the problem. Remember that? That's all I have to say. I don't have to prove any more than that. If you believe people who are proven liars and you still go to them and you're like, yeah, I can't believe you because ABC said something different than you, and that's ABC. I mean, they're only known for always being wrong and lying. I don't know why anyone watches. I don't watch any of that crap because it's all propaganda and lies. Most of it. The only time they don't is when they have something that's non-political to give them legitimacy. So, like I've always said, like Dateline NBC is there to give the appearance of legitimacy, because usually there's nothing political about Dateline NBC. It's about a woman being murdered by somebody. Okay. There doesn't have to be a political agenda there. So then they can report on something like that and maybe even give you extra information that you didn't even know, even though you heard of the case, and that gives them legitimacy. See, but then if there's ever a political thing they vote on, they do those things to make you think, well, no, they're just reporting. Whenever it's political, they're always lying. You should always assume they're lying. They always end up lying. When they told you Donald Trump was a Russian agent, they were lying. Everyone knew they were. Everything they say, when they tell you Joe Biden is competent or the laptop, Hunter Biden's laptop was fake, everything they do, if it's political, is a lie. If you don't know that, then you will continue to go out and get vaccines and do ridiculous things. You will go out and believe that you have to give up a gasoline-powered car and get an electric car because the world is going to end, because you'll believe things like that if you don't know that they're always lying to you. And you don't, and then you won't check into anything if you believe them, because you think they're checking in for you. But if your attitude is, wait a minute, they've lied to me about so many things, what if they're lying about everything? Maybe I should inform myself and see if they're lying. Once you do that, it's over for them. They live off of, most people won't do that. And that's why they're still around. That's why they're still alive. I'm talking about alive as in their newscasts still exist and they still broadcast the evening news. There should be zero ratings for the evening news on NBC, ABC, CBS, because they're a bunch of liars. After they've lied to you so much about COVID and the vaccine, how can anyone watch them? I really don't understand it. How do they have any ratings? It blows my mind. All right. Well, let's go to Dr. Naomi Wolf, who's been right 100% of the time on the vaccine. I don't know of a time where she's been wrong. So that's why I keep bringing her to you, because she's got credibility. And she's talking about this muscle issue. Take a listen.
Report 67 says rhabdomyolysis, a.k.a. quote unquote jellied muscle after mRNA gene therapy. And so it explains that rhabdomyolysis is a process involving the catastrophic breakdown of skeletal or striated muscle. And you know, from middle school biology class, that striated muscle is the muscle that is voluntary as opposed to involuntary, with release of muscle components that have a toxic physiological effect on the whole person and can be difficult to manage medically. A bad case, a florid case, that's medical lease for a bad case, often has a fatal outcome. So it's bad. And here you also see the involvement once again of the kidney, which we're seeing over and over and over, and the involvement of hypotension subsequent to the mRNA injection. And you see a whole kind of chart showing how this happens. So this graphic is by someone named Dr. Singh, and it illustrates how rhabdomyolysis works. But basically, it's characterized by myalgias. And I just want to remind everyone, you know, it's so horrible at this point in the investigations when things check back with other things you already know and deepen and confirm them. You all remember that, I say this over and over, the number one side effect, it's so surprising, in the Pfizer documents is joint pain. And literally up and down my neighborhood, I don't want to identify the street, predictably, it's so tragic, my neighbors are having shoulder replacements, knee replacements, hip replacements, arthritis, a relative broke a part of her spine. I mean, people's joints are failing. But the second most common side effect is myalgia. And this is a word that, you know, we need to understand better. It means muscle pain. And also the second of the triad, three things, is muscle weakness. And also, red to brown urine due to myoglobinuria. So basically what's happening is that that this classic triad of complaints is representative, and it's It's observed in 1 to 10% of cases. It develops over hours to days. And this is just breaking my heart because one of my best friends suffers from this and didn't have the answer, didn't have the explanation. In hospitalized patients with rhabdomyolysis, muscle pain affects 23 to 80% of patients. And it's in the thighs and the shoulders, lower back, calves, stiffness, cramping. And then there's muscle weakness. And actually someone on social media today pointed out that they can recognize people who have been vaccinated with the mRNA vaccines often because of their kind of weak limbs. And I've noticed that too, that when you, I mean, this is terrible to say, but it's true. Often when you hug someone who's vaccinated, you can feel how frail their arms are, how frail their musculature is, even if they're healthy young people who were like robust before the injection.
That's interesting. I don't know. I have not noticed that. But the vaccine is so amazing in its ability to just attack everything. But once again, it makes sense. Once you design something that will attack your immune system, and you are using gene therapy where you are telling that system and its cells to create a spike protein, the very thing that you don't want in your body, they instructed your body to make, that alone, just think how crazy that is. And they admit that that's what they're doing. Anyways, it does so much because it will bring out the weaknesses. I've always said this. If your immune system is being damaged by the vaccine, it's just like, really it is like AIDS. When people have AIDS, their weaknesses can kill them. And they have to worry about that and worry about getting sick and stuff. Well, the vaccine isn't exactly like that, but it kind of is, that it exploits your weaknesses is the way you could look at it. And so things that shouldn't be a problem become a problem, but it's always things that people can brush off as, well, that can happen. If someone has blood clots and then it goes to their brain and they have a brain aneurysm, which is a blood clot to the brain, basically, and it gives them a stroke, people will say that can happen. When people have heart attacks, well, that can happen. The muscle joint pain, well, that happens to people all the time. So everyone can brush it off. Because the world wants us, the people who are exposing the vaccine, to give you like two weird specific things that only can happen from the vaccine and you don't see it anywhere else in the world. And then they'll believe you. Your skin melts off. Oh, okay. Well, that's from the vaccine. But it's not going to be like that, folks. Anyone who's looking for that, who's always brushing it off, oh, no, that's just coincidence. It's just coincidence. Vaccine injuries from any vaccine, you could do that if you wanted to. Well, that happens to people. Strokes happen. Heart attacks happen. Any injury can happen to people, especially from a vaccine. It's always going to be injuries that you could say, oh, well, that can happen. So then the problem is, and this is why they thought they could get away with it. How do you prove it's the vaccine? Well, technically, you can't always prove it's the vaccine. But a lot of times you can, within time frame. But how we really prove it is the excess death and excess disabilities. It has been proven we have had massive rise in excess death ever since the vaccine was rolled out. And Ed Dowd, I didn't know I was going to bring him up, but I should have went and pulled up his statistics. He did statistics of the massive amounts of people that are now injured. And he's going through the employer's data and the government data of people who are on disability has massively increased. Millions and millions in America. I forget what it was. I think it might have been like 3 million more people increase after the vaccine. Boom! I mean, that kind of stuff proves, oh, no, we're not making it up. It's in the raw number data. But it took a year for us to get those numbers to prove our point. We were proving it, and you could see it, and we were seeing, and we were telling people when it first happened, see, people who were gotten injected are still getting COVID. In fact, they seem to be getting sick worse than people who have not gotten. We were doing those shows, and we're proving it, but to get that kind of rock-solid data, it took forever. But we finally did get it, proving that what we were saying wasn't theory anymore, but was fact. So that's how I know what she's saying about the joint pain and everything else. And people know people after they've gotten the vaccine, they've had massive muscle and joint pain. So we know it's true. But let me move on. I want to squeeze in. I might go back to Dr. Naomi Wolf. We'll see if we have time. But I want to get this in. A doctor who is an orthopedic surgeon can't do his job anymore because of the vaccine. Anyone could say, well, this can just happen to people randomly. No, this didn't happen randomly. And I want you to see it for yourself.
Questions continue to linger around the safety and efficacy of COVID vaccines. Our next guest is an orthopedic surgeon who says he had to stop working after developing a severe inflammation of the spinal cord after getting his first COVID vaccine. He has since been traveling the country trying to help others in similar situations. Now he is set to talk to students at Dartmouth College about vaccine mandates. Dr. Joel Walskog joins us now. Doctor, so great to have you on. Tell us briefly what happened to you and why you believe it is the COVID vaccine that caused this injury to you and your spine.
Well, good morning, Rachel, and thank you for having me. I was a completely healthy 50-year-old person with really no medical problems until about 7 days after my first, or I should say one and only Moderna shot that I received on December 30th of 2020.
Yeah.
So I was completely otherwise healthy until 7 days after the shot.
Yeah. And that is the story of so many other people who have had vaccine injuries. You're part of that community. What happens to people like you? You take the vaccine, your government in many cases forces you to take this vaccine, your hospital perhaps, your job, and so you can make a living. And then you suddenly, you know, have these health problems you never had before. What happens next? Who takes responsibility for this?
Yeah, that's the big problem, Rachel. And really what happens is you're abandoned. You know, you get your shot and you do what you think is the right thing and you kind of do your part. And then all of a sudden you're left with, you're abandoned. And what I say is a lot of these people that are injured are really abandoned from the standpoint of physically, financially, and emotionally.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you are abandoned. And here's the reason. The government pushed this evil vaccine on these people. And they're not going to take responsibility. So they're going to deny that you're even vaccine injured as much as they possibly can. The media took money from the government to push, or they willingly did it on their own, to push this vaccine on you. And they're culpable. And then you have the doctors and the hospitals that pushed all of this crap on you. So think about it. You've got the media who has motivation. The government also has motivation, and the hospitals and doctors have motivation to lie to you about your injury because they can't go around saying, yeah, all these people, man, are vaccine injured, opening all of them up to massive lawsuits. You think they're going to do that? More than just lawsuits. Their whole reputations of who these people are could be written down in the history books as they participated in the biggest scam, and worse than that, tragedy or atrocity to ever hit the world. And they were part of it. They harmed millions and millions and millions of people around the world, and they knew they were doing it, but lied anyways for money or political reasons. The hospitals did it for money. The pharmaceutical companies did it for money. The government did it for political reasons and possibly money because they were getting kickbacks too, as well. But they all have motivation to deny vaccine injured people. So when someone's vaccine injured, The last thing a doctor or a hospital wants to do is say you're vaccine injured. The last thing the government wants to do is to say that you're, the last thing a media outlet would want to do is say, yeah, you're vaccine injured. Only the people who from day one, like at the New American, we would say, yes, you're vaccine injured. We told people from day one not to get the vaccine and that this kind of thing was going to happen. Those are the people that'll be honest because we're not culpable. We're the ones that were right from the beginning, and we were the ones helping to actually try to save people's lives from this evil bioweapon vaccine. The people who participated in the bioweapons spreading throughout the world, they're never going to admit that they were part of it. They're never going to admit that you are injured if they can deny it. So I'm sure they can say 7 days after this doctor was vaccinated is a coincidence. And that's how they would just brush it off. Well, that's just a coincidence. And he's just blaming the vaccine. But as we have said, the one thing they can't defeat is the massive amount of injuries that have occurred to the workplace and people on disability, the massive rise in disability right after the vaccine, and the massive amounts of excess death that occurred after the vaccine. They can't deny those. They're undeniable. Those are the rock solid 100% proof the vaccine is horrific. And if those two things are fact, and they are, then it's not coincidence when your relative who doesn't even fall in these categories is telling you, oh, I was vaccine injured and I'm having all these joint pains and all this. It's not coincidence. You should always assume it is the vaccine because the vaccine is much worse than even the numbers we report. Remember, all those awful numbers we report usually come from the government themselves, the very governments that are trying to squash this information and keep the numbers down. So even with the millions and millions of people being injured around the world, and we have brought you those numbers, it doesn't matter. It's worse than that. So it is as bad as you think it is. It is as bad as those people that you think are conspiracy theorists and that all these people saying that they were injured. It is that bad. It is that millions upon millions upon millions of people being injured. It is that. The excess death numbers proved it. And most people aren't going to die in the first year being vaccinated. So the fact that we had that massive amount of excess death, how many people, the vast majority of people, will just be injured and still live? So when you have millions upon millions of people around the world dying within the very first year of the vaccine, you have hundreds of millions of people that are injured. That's a fact. Hundreds of millions. You can easily know that's true. Unless you want to bury your head in the sand and lie. And lie to yourself. Why, I don't know. But you'll have to stand before God as to why you tell your neighbor lies. Why you tell your friends it's okay to go to get the vaccine. Why you push it on people. Or why you run around saying, I'm okay and I got the vaccine, so you should go get it too. When you know other people have been injured. That's evil. Just so you know. And you will stand before God if you do that. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya!
Hey guys, don't forget to like and subscribe to my dad's channel. Otherwise, Joe Biden will come in your closet and sniff your hair.
They say I'm part of a global plan. I don't think so. It's too hot. It's too cold. You know what? The weather changes.
Here's the news, Dad.
Nope. It's hard to tell what's real and what's fake these days.
Ditch the fake news and always get the truth. Go to thenewamerican.com.